But when he tells on us,
to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word, the everlasting, forever settled word of the living God. Though heaven and earth pass away, it shall stand, it shall endure, it shall abide forever. Though the grass withereth and the flower thereof fadeth, the word of our Lord shall endure forever. Help us hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Anoint every ear to hear, heart to receive. Anoint your servant to preach. The will of God be accomplished. The works of God manifest. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Son of the living God, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said in verse 18, Jesus speaks to the man who always had something to say. Sometimes it was good, sometimes it was open and insert. But Jesus said unto Peter, upon this rock, upon the confession that you have said, "I am the Christ, Son of the living God," upon that, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So just for a few minutes, I'll speak to you about the church that Jesus built. The church that Jesus built. Some people are interested in their own kingdom and their own little flock. But I'm interested in God's kingdom tonight. And whatever I can do to build His kingdom, I'm not interested in mine. I want to talk about the church that Jesus built. Now, we're not His church simply because we say Church of God or Assembly of God or Pentecostal Church of God or Pentecostal Church of Christ, or whatever we name ourselves. That doesn't, we know that. That doesn't make us His church. We are only His church as we do what He says to do. Of course, we got to be born again. That's number one. That puts you in the church. The blood bought, blood redeemed. That's the church. Amen. But I want you to know, it's not, and I know that faith without works is dead, and I know works is involved, but it is not he that saith, "Lord, Lord," but it is he that doeth the will of the Father. That is the church. Amen. So for a moment, let's look at the church that Jesus built. I like what he built. Hallelujah. I said, I like what he built. Amen. And so, I want you to notice that Jesus, when He built this church, He built it to be a spiritual church. A spiritual church. Amen. He built it to be an authoritative church. He built it to be an aggressive church. Now, He built it to be a spiritual church. For He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven." It's a spiritual church. Hallelujah. He intended for it to be an aggressive church, an authoritative church. For He said, "I will build it, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Hallelujah. Aggressive and authoritative. For He said, "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." And this is Jesus speaking to Peter and also to every New Testament believer. He said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Oh, brother and sister, do you hear that tonight? And Jesus said, "Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Hallelujah. And so let's look at the church that Jesus built. He intended it to be a spiritual church. A spiritual church. Any time that we try to manipulate our services and try to run them in our manner and after our fashion, therein much gets done. It is as the Spirit begins to do His work that things are accomplished in the church. It is as the Spirit begins to move in the congregation. And so I want to say to you tonight that when Jesus built a church, He built a spiritual church. Flesh and blood has nothing to do with it. It is the Father. It is the Spirit of God. Amen. And I want you to know tonight that a spiritual church is a church that knows how to worship God. Hallelujah. You cannot be spiritual if you do not worship. You don't have to act like me. You don't have to act like L.L. Collins. You don't have to act like who was running around here the other night? Sister Maul took off first, I think, the other night. The other night to me was during the revival when Brother Gabbard was here. And you know, you got to remember how I think. I think of in terms of you know how it is. Anyway. And then Sister Lisa took off. Now I want to tell you something. You don't have to act like anybody in particular, but I want you to know, amen, that when the Spirit of God moves, or if you are spiritual, there is going to be some kind of a manifestation upon your life. Some laugh and some cry, some shout and some dance. Amen. But some, one way or another, there is going to be some kind of emotion. Hallelujah. I know that some folks don't go much for emotions, but I like what Brother Collins had to say about that the other night. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know, amen, that Jesus built a church that is spiritual. And to be spiritual, we must worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I've said it before, and I repeat it tonight. I used to think that it was charismatic to clap your hands in the service. And for a while, when folks clapped, I just kind of drew up and I just kind of bowed up, you know. But I understand after reading the Scripture that it is spiritual to clap your hands.
For the Bible declares unto us, amen, in Psalm, where is it? Psalm 46, is it? And verse 1 the Bible said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. And so I decided that there wasn't anything wrong with clapping your hands because the Bible said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Amen. Praise Him. Amen. With a timbrel and with a dance upon stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Amen. Oh, praise Him for His excellent greatness. On and on the 150th Psalm. And so I'm telling you that a spiritual church is a church that worships God. Hallelujah. It just does me good to say glory to God. It just does me good to say amen when the preacher's preaching. Hallelujah. A spiritual church is a worshiping church. Amen. What is spiritual? Spiritual isn't running, necessarily. Spiritual isn't jumping up and down, necessarily. Those are results of emotionalism that we feel sometimes when we get spiritual. But, as a matter of fact, one organization, their church wanted a new pastor because they didn't like the one they had. So they called in the state man in charge, talked to him and said, we want a new pastor. And he wanted to know why they wanted a new pastor. And they said that he wasn't spiritual. Their pastor was not spiritual. And he said, what do you mean he is not spiritual? Well, they said, well, you know. And he said, no. What do you mean he's not spiritual? Is there something wrong with the way he preaches? Well, they kind of hem-hawed around about that. So he said, well, what's wrong with his preaching is, does he not preach the Bible? Does he get out of the Word? Does he not preach the Word? No, it's not that. He preaches the Word. Well, what is it? Why do you want a new pastor? Why is he not spiritual enough? They said, well, you know. And he said, no, I don't know. And so they just had to tell him. Said, well, he doesn't preach fast enough. What's my speedometer say tonight? I didn't know that they put speedometers on us to determine our spirituality. I tell you, I've seen some hoop and holler and scream and run the aisles that wasn't even saved, let alone spiritual. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen some stand up here and never raise their voice as much as I have already tonight. And I haven't done a big job of it, you know. Hallelujah. I've seen some not even move around as much as I have tonight. I could name one for you, a good friend of mine, pastors in Richmond, Indiana. I could tell you that Gene Callicott doesn't move around a whole lot and doesn't throw his arms as much as I do, but he's spiritual. Spiritual church is a church that worships. I got to move on. A spiritual church is a church that cares. If I can say this right, let me tell you something. Holiness is right. Holiness is right. It has always been right and it will always be right. Do you understand? Wholeness is right. But some people have got holier than God and have limited who can come to their services by posting signs that you're not allowed to enter unless if you wear certain items. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm just me, and since I'm not a pastor, I don't know what it amounts to. But why don't you just put up a sign, no sinners allowed? I mean, my God, I want the drunkards to come. I want the drug addicts to come. I want the harlots to come. I do. I mean, I want them to come. I want to preach to them. I want them to give it an opportunity to get in an atmosphere of a worshiping spiritual church that cares about souls going to hell, amen, and trying to rescue them from the flames and the pit of hell. I say, come one and come all. Amen. Open the doors and let them in. And if we can get them into an altar and they can pray through to salvation, they will change. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Amen. And you can't be saved without a change taking place. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm feeling better than you are right now. I said, Jesus, build a church that's spiritual. Jesus built a church that He intended to be aggressive. He said, I'm going to build it, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That doesn't mean what some people think it means. The gates of hell shall not. And you know what some people, you know what some people's idea of the church is? Some people's idea of the church is something that's just trying to hold on in these last days of modernism and liberalism and compromise and people falling from God and things are taken over, and they think the thing is, amen, that the church is just trying to hold on by the skin of their teeth till Jesus comes and takes us out a back door escape some way or another. Amen. No, no, no. I'm telling you that God said, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. How much do you know God? How well are you acquainted with God? They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you that Jesus, and we're not a fort trying to hold on till Jesus comes. I know what the song says in the red hymnal, if we got one around here, amen, or a green one or something, said, hold the fort, for I'm coming. But Jesus don't intend for us to just hold the fort. Amen. He wants us to go out into the highways and the byways and the hedges and compel them to come in. He wants us to tear down the strongholds of the devil. He wants us casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? They're what? They're weak? No, they're what? They are mighty through God. We're not trying to hang on till Jesus comes. We're an aggressive church that marches up to the gates of hell and kicks them in and invades the territory of hell and does things for God. Somebody praise Him right now. We're not backslid. We're not on our way down. We're not on our way out. We're on our way up and having a good time while we go. Hallelujah. We're the church of the living God. We're the church that Jesus built. And He gives us power and authority to be aggressive against the evils of our day. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Shall not keep you from the things of God. And in closing,